This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study is showing the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective fighting the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry Friday in Northern Ireland and the UK amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of United Kingdom and borders the EU's island, Ireland. The measure created an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, and under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc. Meanwhile, WHO officials are speaking after the European Union said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union, including to Britain. Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency expert, told the briefing, also attending a midwife from Uganda and a nurse from Pakistan. This is VOA News. The Biden administration in the U.S. says it's going to revamp and enhance diplomacy toward Iran. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us the U.S. Sergeant at Arms is providing additional security for lawmakers by posting Capitol Police officers at airports and rail stations when lawmakers are traveling.
The 535 members of Congress travel frequently between their home districts and the U.S. Capitol. Many have said they feel vulnerable, and there have been encounters, like Senator Mitt Romney being swarmed by a crowd after he criticized Donald Trump. Lawmakers are being told that they can use their campaign funds to set up home security systems and can use office funds to buy bulletproof vests.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday that the U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. This was during their phone call this week. Biden pressed Putin on a number of issues, including Navalny. Psaki repeated previously stated comments that Biden did not hold back in conveying his concern about the actions of the Russian government during it. She also said that a review of a number of concerning actions by Russia is currently underway, and that Biden reserves a right to respond to Russia in the manner of his choosing and the time of his choosing. Italy's rightist opposition parties called for early elections as the way to solve the country's political crisis and following the resignation of the prime minister, Giuseppe Conte. Conte, now acting as a caretaker, was unseated when the former premier, Matteo Renzi, withdrew his Italia Aviva party from the coalition, depriving it of a parliamentary majority and throwing Italy into political limbo during the coronavirus crisis. He told Reuters he was optimistic and the crisis had already lasted too long. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.